It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Any day I don't win is a shame. 'Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
And welcome to beautiful Somerset Park here in Sabetha. More Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our matchup tonight, the Sabetha Raptors play host to Corning. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kurt Kilman, taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Corning comes into tonight 2-2 on the year, while Sabetha is a perfect 10-0. Sabetha, they've played a lot of junior Legion games so far this season, coming off just last night playing Doniphan County, a sweep 10-0 and 6-1. And on Sunday, wins at Valley Falls 10-7 and 5-4. So Sabetha is 10-0. They've played six junior Legion games, the six of their 10 games against junior Legion teams. But this Sabetha team is very, very young. They've only got a couple of 18 and 19 year olds, and then no 17 year olds. The rest are 15 and 16 year olds that Sabetha has here this year. So with that, we're set to go. Corning will be the visitors. They'll bat first. Ian Haverkamp will lead things off. He's the pitcher, followed by the second baseman, Trenton Talley. Hitting third is the shortstop, Zach Fisher. Batting cleanup is the catcher, Austin Holdhouse. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Presley Bowers. Hitting sixth, the extra hitter, Trayden Talley. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Corbin Becker. Hitting eighth is the third best baseman, Kyler Womack. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Jason Abbott. And batting tenth is the left fielder, Paxton Bowers. I'll be facing Christian McAfee of Sabetha. McAfee making his fifth appearance of the year. He is 1-0. He has one save. He's thrown seven innings. An ERA of 2.86. So Ian Haverkamp will dig in to lead things off from the left side. First pitch swinging. He'll line a ball in the left center field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. Haverkamp around first. He's going to try for two. Here comes the throw to second. It's not in time. And Ian Haverkamp starts things off for Corning with a double. So Ian Haverkamp is on to lead off things for Corning. So now it'll be the second baseman, Trenton Talley. For Ian Haverkamp, that is his first double of the year. He does have four RBIs and one home run. So now Trenton Talley digs in. Talley, 250 hitter through the first four games for Corning. Two hits and eight at bats, three RBIs. He has scored one run. McAfee, the righty on the hill for Sabetha. 1-0 the count against Trenton Talley. There's a swing and a foul off that'll get back and out of play. Virtually no wind here at Somerset Park at Sabetha tonight. Is a extremely hot and muggy night, one of the first few real muggy hot nights we've had here of the season. McAfee comes set, takes a look back at Haverkamp at second. Now the 1-1 of the breaking ball left inside. Ian Haverkamp, just one stolen base so far through the first four games for Corning. Now the 2-1 is a breaking ball. It's low and in the dirt. It's 3-1 on Talley. Corning has coming off a pair of wins over Marysville on Sunday, 6-4 and 10-4. Now a fastball is left high and it's a walk to Trenton Talley. So the first two men are on for Corning. Corning played Silver Lake back last Wednesday and suffered a sweep, falling 8-2 and 2-1, but again bounced back against Marysville, picking up those 6-4 and 10-4 wins. here tonight against the undefeated Sabbath Raptors. The first two men have reached. Now with a minute first, second, here's Zach Fisher. Zach digs in from the right side. First pitch from McAfee is a fastball that just misses off the outside edge. Fisher had four RBIs against Marysville. That was in the second game of that doubleheader. He was 2-for-3 with two runs scored as well in that contest. And now the 1-0. There's a line shot into right field and deep. It's going to get over the head of Fry and roll all the way to the wall. Rounding third is Haverkamp. He's going to score easily. Now Talley, he will round third, and he is going to score. It's a stand-up two RBI triple for Zach Fisher, and Corning takes a 2-0 lead with no outs here in the top of the first inning. Good piece of hitting by Fisher. Again, no win, but that ball just carried right over the head of Shane Fry, who's the right fielder for Sabatha. He took a step in and just went right over his head. And so Fisher, after the four RBI game, starts off with two RBIs here in the first. And now here's Austin Holdhouse batting for the first time. He'll bat from the left side, and he'll swing at the first pitch and foul it back. Holdhouse is the leading hitter through the first four games for Corning. 5 hits and 9 at-bats. Still looking for his first RBI, and he's got an opportunity standing at third base right now. The fastball misses away, 1-1 the count. Holdhouse is .636 on base percentage through the first four games. He has walked a couple of times this year, scored a couple runs. Again, bats from the left side. There's a swing and a fly ball into center field, fairly deep. Darren Funk is underneath it, tagging at third is Holdhouse. Here's the throw into the infield and the throw home, and it's not in time. It'll be an RBI sack fly for Austin Holdhouse, and Corning leads 3-0 here in the top of the first inning. So just one out and already 3 runs across for Corning. And now the base is empty. Here's the first baseman, Presley Bowers. Like a couple of our Legion Baseball sponsors, while we have the chance, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabatha, C&K helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabatha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, along with Sailor Insurance Service of Sabatha and Hyman Crop Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. One of the count to Bowers, here's the pitch from McAfee, a line shot to the shortstop. It's going to go off his glove and in the left center field. That'll be an error on the shortstop, Garber. That'll put another man on for Corning with one out here in the first inning. It's a hard-hit ball, but Matthew Garber, the shortstop, forced about the kind of went to the side and tried to play it off a hop, and it just went right off the end of his glove. Taking a look at this about the defense. Ringer's in left, Funk in center, Shane Fry is in right. Marcus Bauman's at third, Matthew Garber's at short, Nathan Foes is at second. Cooper Bradbury is at first, and Josh Herman is the battery mate for Christian McAfee. So now with a runner at first and Bowers, here's Trayton Talley, the extra hitter for Corning. He has 2 hits and 8 at-bats this year. He scored 1 run and has 3 RBI. Now the 1-0, fastball low. McAfee having troubles here in the early going against Corning. Sabatha will not have 4 pitches tonight after playing 2 games last night. There's a line shot, base hit left field. So that's a hit for Trayton Talley. Bowers will move up to second base, and Corning continues this big first inning with only 1 away. So now runners at first and second, and it'll be the center fielder, Corbin Becker. And Coach Paul Hurl of Sabatha is going to come out and have a quick chat with Christian McAfee. So far in this inning, 3 hits, an error, a walk, and a sacrifice fly, and it's 3-0 Corning. It's interesting when you look at Sabatha so far this year. I mentioned they have played 6 of their 10 games against Junior Legion teams, but they're typically the ones this year that have jumped out in front of their opponents. They're outscoring their opponents 29-5 in the first inning through the first 10 games this year. They have outscored their opponents in total 89-28 and round to this 10-0 record. Meeting at the mound is over. There'll be one out. Presley Bowers will be the runner at second base, Trayden Talley at first. And it will be Corbin Becker who will bat. He's the center fielder. He digs in from the right side against McAfee. They'll shade him towards left center with Funk in center field. First pitch is a fastball high and inside. Warning with three runs on three hits so far in this inning. Sabatha has committed one error. Big lead out at second. There's a fly ball hit into shallow right center field. Fry will range over to his right. He'll make the grab, not tagging at second is Bowers. And Fry makes the catch for out number two. So now two away with runners at first and second. It'll be the third baseman, Kyler Womack. Womack from Wetmore High School. He is just two at-bats so far through the first four games. He's one for two. He has scored a run. And now McAfee is going to step off, take a look back at Bowers, who is getting a big lead out at second base. Womack digs in from the right side with a closed stance. And he'll swing at the first pitch, come up empty for strike one. So far in the inning, a double, a walk, a triple, sacrifice fly, an RBI, an air, single, and a flyout. This is the eighth batter to come to the plate in the inning. Leo 1, breaking ball left high. Again, virtually no wind here at Somerset Park today, so not a whole lot to worry about as far as any ball being hit into the air. There's a foul off by Womack. He's down the hole low at 1-2. Funk will continue to shade in center towards left center against Womack. Bowers another decent lead out at second. Now a huge lead. He's going to take off and try to steal. Here's a pop-up into shallow right field. Fry is underneath it. He'll grab it, and that will end the inning. But out before Corning, plates three, and we'll head to the bottom of inning number one with Corning leading 3-0. Sabatha coming to bat for the first time when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first inning. Sabatha coming to bat down 3-0. Her lineup looks like this tonight. Marcus Bauman will lead things off. He's the third baseman. Batting in the two spot is the center fielder, Darren Funk. Hitting third is the extra hitter, Braden Argerbright. Batting fourth is the catcher, Josh Herman. And batting fifth is the first baseman, Cooper Bradbury. We'll go through the rest of the lineup after this first offering to Marcus Bauman. Ian Haverkamp on the mound for Corning tonight. First pitch, fastball misses high and inside. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Shane Fry. Hitting seventh, the pitcher, Christian McAfee. Hitting eighth is the left fielder, Jonathan Renier. Batting ninth is the shortstop, Matthew Garber. And batting tenth is the second baseman, Nathan Vose. Bauman swings at the 1-1 pitch, fouls it off and out of play to the right side. Bauman, one of the veteran guys, I guess you could say, for Sabatha. Now he grounds the ball right to the first baseman, Bowers. He'll step on the bag himself, and there's one away. So quickly one out. Now here's the center fielder, Darren Funk. Funk has a .417 average through the first 10 games, 10 hits and 24 at-bats. He has scored 16 runs and has 7 RBIs. Probably the biggest number for Funk, he's walked 9 times, has an on-base percentage of .588. He digs in from the left side against Haverkamp. And Egan's first pitch is a fastball low and inside. Haverkamp throwing for the fifth time this year. So he has pitched in every game so far for Corning. 8 2/3 innings. An ERA of 6.46. There's a swing and a miss by Funk. And it's 2-2. Haverkamp works quickly, gets in the windup, and here's his 2-2 with a fastball low and inside. And now the payoff pitch. With a swing and a foul off by Funk, he'll stay alive. Make a couple more of our sponsors here at Country Mart in Sabetha. Also, Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Two Timbers in Highland, and Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, and the Bank of Blue Valley online at bankbv.com. 3-2 misses outside to Funk, so that'll be a walk. He'll be on with one away. And now here is Braden Argerbright, who is the extra hitter. Argerbright, that's on the left side. He's been one of the best hitters that Sabetha has had in their lineup the last, probably 3 years or so. We'll swing at the first pitch here and pop it up. It'll be playable for the catcher, Holtout. He's underneath it, and he'll catch it for out number two. Not an easy play. That ball was just straight up in the air. Holtout camped underneath it, and he actually kind of had a basket catch to hold that pop-up in. So a big out number two for Ian Haverkamp. And now with two away, and a runner at first, here's Josh Herman. First pitch fastball misses low and inside. Herman, even .500 average, 10 hits, 20 at bats. He scored 9 runs and has 10 RBIs. His 10 RBIs is tied for the team lead. Now a throw to first. It's going to get away from the first baseman Bowers and go up the right field line and will allow Darren Funk to take second base. So that'll be an error on the pitcher Haverkamp. Both sides with theirs in the first inning. Now Funk at second. And here's the 1-0. A bouncing ball hit up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop Fisher. He'll throw on the run, and that will retire the side. So Sabetha strands one, and after one complete, it is 3-0. Corning leads. They'll come to bat in the top of the second when we come back here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Start of the second inning, 3-0 lead for Corning. They will have 9-10-1 coming up. Abbott's, Bowers, and then back at the top of the order, and Ian Haverkamp. They continue to face Sabetha's Christian McAfee struggled in the first inning, gave up three runs on three hits. His defense committed one error. Corning had a double, a triple, a sac fly, and a single to plate their three runs. So here's Jason Abbott to start things off in the second inning. Abbott is still looking for his first hit of the year. He has scored one run. First pitch from McAfee is a breaking ball. It's going to hit Abbott's right in the, between the one and the six in the back of his jersey, so he'll take first base. The leadoff man is on for Corning, and now here is the left fielder, Paxton Bowers. Bowers 1-for-3 to start the year. First pitch from McAfee is a fastball a little bit low and away. Abbott does have decent speed over at first. He's got a pretty good lead, not running. There's a swing and a foul off by Bowers. Another pretty good size lead, not running at first, is Abbott. The ball in the dirt, and it's 2-1 to Paxton Bowers. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game. Brought to you by the McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Now there's a throw over. Abbott just gets back safely. A pretty good move by McAfee. Now Abbott will shorten his lead up by about a step. There's a bouncing ball hit to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Nathan Vells. They'll throw to first to complete the out, but moving up to second base is Jason Abbott. So Bowers is out 4-3, and there's one away. But now back at the top of the order, here's Ian Haverkamp for the second time. He bats from the left side. His first time up, he lined the ball into left center field for a double. He eventually came around to score on the RBI, two RBI triple from Zach Fisher. 3-0 Corning, top of the second inning. Abbott's with another good lead out at second base. And here's a shot into right center field, but it's going to be playable for the right fielder, Fry. He'll make the grab for out number one, out number two. So now 2-0 with a runner at second base for Trenton Talley. Trent, he walked and scored in the first inning. He's looking to pick up an RBI here with a base hit. Nobody covering out at the second base. He can get a huge lead. First pitch is a curveball in for a strike. Zabetha is practically giving Jason Abbott's third base if he wants it. He's got a huge lead now. Not running. And here's a line shot down the right field line. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fry will cut it off from going deep, but Abbott will come home and score. It's an RBI single for Trenton Talley, and Corning now leads 4-0. Good piece of hitting by Talley. Didn't try to do too much. Just fought it off and threw it into right field down the line for a base hit. Four nothing Corning, and now here is Zach Fisher. He drilled the ball over Fry's head out and right for that triple in the first inning where he scored two runs. Now he bats to the runner at first and two away. Fisher again has had four RBIs in Corning's win, 10-4 win over Marysville on Sunday in their second game, and he already has two RBIs here in this game. Count 1-1 against him here. Valley, a very short lead over at first. And a 1-1. Fastball high and away. You're wondering if Talley is much of a stolen base threat. Well, he does not have one yet this year through the first four games. Now the 2-1 to Fisher. Good swing, but he fouls it straight back. Corning so far, four runs on four hits. About this committed one error. Now a breaking ball is going to hit the back of Fisher, and he'll take first base. So the second hit by pitch of the inning, issued by Christian McAfee of Sabatha. And on a move, Talley up to second base to put Fisher at first with two away. And now here is the catcher, Austin Holthouse. Get a sack fly in the first inning, picked up an RBI. And again, he bats from the left side. So Talley's the runner at second, Fisher at first, and the first pitch, this is a low for ball one. Now the 1-0. Fastball high. Again, you look at this Sabatha record. It's 10-0, but talked a couple of times. Six of those games were against Junior Legion teams. Even head coach Paul Hurl will even say that this is the first true test of the season here tonight. The fastball high, and it's now 3-0 to Holthouse with Presley Bowers on deck. Talley at second, Fisher at first. Two out and the 3-0. Swinging in the green light for Holthouse on 3-0, and he comes up empty. It's now 3-1. Granted, Holthouse is the cleanup hitter, so he's probably one of the guys you would give a green light to, but there's a fastball misses away, and that'll be a walk. So far in this inning, a hit, two hit by hit batsmen, and now a walk. And now it'll load the bases for Presley Bowers. And here's head coach Paul Hurl out of the dugout. And this might be it for Christian McAfee. As mentioned, though, Sabatha doesn't have a ton of pitching left here today. They are without four guys tonight after playing last night and also on Sunday. It looks like McAfee is going to stay in there. Two outs, top of the second inning. It is 4-0 Corning. And Bowers looking to break this game wide open here with the bases loaded. He reached on a air by the shortstop. Garber, his first time up, was a hard hit ball. Now Bowers is looking to try to break this game open in the second. Talley will be at third, Fisher at second, Holthouse at first. Two outs on the first pitch to Bowers is swung on and missed. Bowers only has one RBI so far this year, shading him towards left center. And now breaking ball misses low and away. Infield is playing back. Bauman at third is playing close to even with the bag. Now 1-1, a fastball low and away. So the command has been off in this inning for McAfee really so far this whole game. He has walked two and he has hit two. Now the 2-1. Fastball high. 3-1 with Trayden Talley on deck. Trayden Talley is at third, Fisher at second, Holthouse at first. Hitters count in the 3-1. Swing and a foul off by Bowers. Runners will be off on those pitchers, a 3-2, a swing and a miss, and down goes Bowers, and that'll end the inning. So good job by McAfee to limit the damage to just one. And we'll go to the bottom of inning number two. Corning leads 4-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning, 4-0, Corning leads Sabetha. Sabetha will have 5-6-7 coming up. Cooper Bradbury will lead things off, followed by Shane Fry and then Christian McAfee. Ian Haverkamp still on the mound for Corning, and his first pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. So Bradbury is on. That's the first hit of the night for Sabetha. So Bradbury will be at first for Shane Fry. Shane, 5-for-23 to start the year. 5 RBIs. Digs in from the left side. He'll swing and foul ball off to the left side. Sabetha has a .354 team batting average through these first 10 games. Breaking ball at the way outside by Haverkamp. 1-1 to count on Fry. But the biggest number that Coach Paul Hurl looks at is the fact that his guys have defensively played well early on. Because obviously if they're playing some junior legion teams, you're not going to see quite the pitching that you'd see at the senior level. So he said, you know, the hitting stats you can throw out a little bit, but the things like fielding are things that you can truly look at and be happy with, and so far it's been pretty good. Only 14 errors through the team and 230 opportunities. 1-2 the count on Shane Fry. And the pitch from Haverkamp. Here's a line shot. It's a base hit in the left center field. Becker will retrieve it in center. He'll actually throw to second and try to double off, or try to get Bradbury at second. This is a hard hit ball, so Bradbury had to hold. But Bradbury was able to beat the throw. So the first two men are on in the inning for Sabetha. Both hits, and now here's Christian McAfee, the pitcher. He can try to help his own cause. Left-handed hitter. First pitch swinging, he comes up empty. McAfee, 5 hits and 16 at-bats. He has walked 8 times, which is second on the team. Now the 0-1, a breaking ball left way outside. Haverkamp has not been able to find the release point from that breaking ball yet. A couple times in this inning, he has tried to throw it and left it way high and outside. Now the 1-1. Fastball, foul back. Four nothing Corning. We're in the bottom of inning number two. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for Sabetha. And the 1-2. Fouled off to the left side. That'll get out of play. The count remains 1-2 on McAfee. Bradbury at second, Fry at first. Now breaking ball left low and away. Throw down to first of the back safely is Fry. Bradbury is shortly down at second. Now the 2-2 again is fouled off. So this will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up to Christian McAfee. Haverkamp again works quickly, and now the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes McAfee. That'll be the first strikeout of the game for Ian Haverkamp, and a big one for out number 1. One away with runners at first and second, and there's Jonathan Renier. He bats for the first time. 7-for-17 to begin the year, 5 RBIs. And Haverkamp pours in strike 1. Brother with 2 hits in this inning. Bradbury started off with a single. Fry followed with a single of his own. Now another fastball poured right down the middle for strike 2, and it's quickly 0-2 on Renier. And the 0-2. Fastball right down the middle, called strike 3. Back-to-back strikeout for Ian Haverkamp. Exactly what the doctor ordered, and just like that, there's 2 away with runners at first and second. It'll be the 9-hitter, Matthew Garber. Matt has 9 hits and 22 at-bats, a .409 average, and he leads the team with 10 RBIs. There's a pop fly into the right field, but it's going to get out of play. Garber has been the guy that has come through a forced at-bat this year so far through the first 10 games. He has scored 5 runs, a couple of doubles. Now the 0-1 to Matt Garber. Breaking ball way high and inside again. Just Haverkamp does not have the release point at all with that breaking ball. If my memory serves me right, I don't think he's done that for a strike yet tonight. 1-1. Fastball just on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. So Haverkamp allowed 2 singles to begin the inning. Now looking for 3 consecutive strikeouts to strand the threat. 2 outs. Runners at first and second. Here's the 1-2 from Haverkamp. Late swing with a foul off, getting a piece of it. It was Garber. He stays alive. Got a feeling this is a pretty big portion of this game here in the early going. Corning already leading 4-0. But it looked like they had something started with 2 singles to start the inning, but back-to-back strikeout. Now the 1-2. Another breaking ball left high and inside. And it's 2-2. In the 2-strike pitch. Another late swing, but getting a piece of it is Garber, so he'll continue to battle. This will be pitch number 7 at the at-bat coming up for Matthew Garber. Bradbury at second, he's singled. Fry at first, he's singled. And the 2-2. Another foul off. So if anything, Garber is taxing the pitch count of Ian Haverkamp here. And the 2-2 again. Bouncing ball hit up the middle. It's going to get off the glove of the center fielder or the shortstop and go into center field. That'll probably be a base hit. It was going to be a tough play for Fisher. And it doesn't go far enough in the center field for Bradbury to come around and score, so it will load the bases. If it is a hit. Before that, we'll have a meeting at the mound. So three hits in the inning for Sabatha. And a lot of the bases loaded with Nathan Vos coming up. He's the second baseman for Sabatha. So the meeting at the mound is over. Ian Haverkamp is looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Nathan so far this year, a couple of hits and 13 at-bats. He does have one RBI this season. Looking for a big one here with the bases loaded. Swing at the first pitch, grounded to third. Grabbing it is Womack. He'll step on the bag, and that'll end the threat. So Corning is able to strand the bases loaded. And we'll head to the third inning of play with Corning leading 4-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabatha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabatha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at sabathahospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers, CommTS in Sabatha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabatha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabatha. We'll start the third inning of play with Corning leading 4-0. Corning will have 6-7-8 due up. Trayden Talley will lead things off. He's the extra hitter. Mr. McAfee stays out there on the mound for Sabatha. The first pitch to Talley is a fastball low and away. McAfee did a good job in the second inning of getting out of a big threat. He allowed one run, but Corning had the bases loaded, and he left them empty with a big strikeout of Presley Bowers. And he starts off Talley with two fastballs way high and way low and outside. And it's 2-0. And the pitch. Bouncing ball hit right to the shortstop, Garber. He'll field it on a hop. His throw is low, and it's going to get by the first baseman, Bradbury. And it's going to go out of play, so that'll be a free base for Trayden Talley. So he'll be at second base to start inning number three. That's the second error committed by Sabatha. So now the runner at second base. Nobody out here is Corbin Becker. He flew out to right field in his first at bat. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Dally, a decent lead out at second. A breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Corning with four runs on four hits. They've taken advantage of two Sabatha errors. Sabatha, no runs on three hits. They've committed. Corning has committed one error. Fastball high. One of thank some of our Legion Baseball sponsors, Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha, Kirkwood and Company in Highland, and Two Timbers in Highland. Also, Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Here's a pop-up in a shallow right field. Fry will give chase. He'll make the grab just in front of his second baseman, Vos. And that'll be one away. Nearly a collision between Fry and his second baseman, but he was able to take charge and then jumped out of the way to record the out. So one away, and here's Kyler Womack. He flew out to Fry, who's been busy tonight. Fry with four putouts so far tonight. First pitch to Womack is a fastball on the outside edge for strike one. He comes set as 0-1 is fouled back. Now 0-2 on Womack. The Corning team consists of guys from Wetmore, Centralia, Onega. Now the 0-2 is a fastball low and away, thrown on the second base, back safely. Is Trey Talley, actually a pretty good throw by Josh Herman, the catcher for Sabatha. 1-2 the count against Womack. Corning leads 4-0. We're in the top of inning number 3. And the pitch. Breaking ball left high. Corning plated 3 runs in the first inning, 1 in the second, had a chance for more, but it McAfee got a big strikeout to leave the bases loaded in the second. With a runner at second here, a 2-2 to Womack. Foul ball, hit out of play to the right side. Bethan now is going to shade Womack towards right center with Funk out there in center field. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, low and away. That'll move the count full with Jason Abbott on deck. Train Sally at second. He reached on an error. Now the payoff pitch to Womack. Bouncing ball back up the middle. That's going to go off the base and into center field for a base hit. Talley will round third. He'll stop there. And that'll be a single for Kyler Womack with one out. That'll put runners at the corners for Jason Abbott. Great piece of hitting by Womack with 2 strikes. Just hit the ball right back up the box where it came from. Got a friendly carom off the bag for a base hit. So now Abbott, he was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second inning. He bats with runners at the corners. He'll swing and hit a fly ball into shallow left center field. The shortstop, Garber, will retreat, and he'll make the grab in shallow left center. That's a big second out. Not deep enough for Talley to come down from third. He doesn't have great speed. But now 2 away, and it'll be up to Paxton Bowers. He grounded out to second base in his first at bat. No swing at the first pitch here and foul it straight back and out of play. Corning with 5 hits through the first 2 2/3 innings. A little surprised that Womack at first has not tried to steal. He's got pretty good speed, and now it's 0-2 on Abbott, or excuse me, on Bowers. Womack a decent lead now at first. Takes another step. Not running, and the 0-2 is a breaking ball that is bounced in throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and that will end the inning. So Max V again strands a couple. One of the bottom of inning number three, with Corning leading 4-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, 4-0 lead for Corning over Sabatha. Ian Havercamp will stay on the mound. Johnny Kane back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back in the studios. Well, we have a chance. Let's thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabatha. C&K helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. Moreland James Bank in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, in the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabatha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Our great sponsors here for the Legion baseball season. Marcus Bauman, the leadoff hitter in this inning for Sabatha. Breaking ball just misses off the inside edge. It's 1-1 on Bauman. Marcus hit a ground ball to the first baseman Bowers to begin the bottom of the first inning, and now he swings and misses, and it's 1-2. And the pitch. Another breaking ball left high and inside. My goodness, Havercamp just has not been able to find a release point for the breaking ball yet. Working quickly, here's the 2-2. Fastball hit in the air to right field, playable for Abbott to retreat a couple of steps to his right and make the grab for out number one. So one out now, here's Darren Funk. He walked his first at bat. First pitch is a fastball low and inside from Eric Havercamp. Ian has given up just 3 hits so far. He was able to strand the bases loaded in the second. There's a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Tally. He'll make the throw to first, and there's two away. So quickly, two outs. Now here's Braden Argabright. Argabright popped up on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. No bat from the left side. That's with a wood bat. You don't see that a whole lot at this level. So that's actually going to play in a wood bat tournament coming up this weekend at Marysville. 1-0. Bouncing ball to the second baseman, Tally. He'll retrieve it, throw to first, and that'll end the inning. So 3-up, 3-down, 1 of the fourth. It's 4-0 Corning when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 4-0 lead for Corning. They will have the top of the order to begin this fourth inning. So far, 4 runs on 5 hits. They have committed 1 error. Sabetha with 0 runs on 3 hits. They've committed 2 errors. So Ian Haverkamp will dig in to lead things off in the fourth. He doubled in the first, flew out to right in the second. Christian McAfee still on the mound for Sabetha. His first pitch is popped up on the infield. McAfee, the pitcher, will give way to his third baseman, Bauman, who will make the play, and one pitch, one out. Base is empty, one away. Here's Trenton Talley. He has been on base twice so far for Corning. He has walked, scored a run, and has an RBI single. First pitch from McAfee is a breaking ball low and away. And the 1-0. That's ball low and away. Corning has sent at least 5 to the plate in every inning so far. Now fastball misses inside, and it's 3-0 to Talley. And the pitch from McAfee. Fastball down the middle for a strike. Again, continuing to be no breeze whatsoever here at Somerset Park in Sabetha. There's a bouncing ball and a 3-1 pitch to the right side. It'll go off the glove of the first baseman, Bradbury, and reaching first safely is Talley. So that'll be another air for Sabetha. Their third of the night. It will allow Talley to reach with one away. The ball that took a pretty big hop for Bradbury at first base, but he kind of short-armed it. It was to his throwing hand side, so he had to kind of backhand it. He never got his glove extended enough. Take that back. It's actually to his glove side. Here's a high hot shot in the center field off the bat of Fisher, but right there to Funk, who will retreat a couple of steps and make the grab, and there's 2 away. Now 2 outs. Here's Austin Holthouse. He has a sac fly, an RBI, and he has walked. First pitch, breaking ball, left outside. Now fastball misses outside. 2-0 the count on Holthouse. Talley is the runner at first. He reached on the air. 2 outs, top of the fourth inning. 4-0 lead for Corning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Decent crowd on hand here at Sabetha at Somerset Park for game one tonight. Imagine they're going to have a little bit bigger crowd once the sun goes down in the second game. There's a ground ball base in the center field for Holthouse. So he is on base, and that'll move Talley up to second, but runners at first and second with 2 away for Presley Bowers. Bowers reached on there in the first, struck out in the second. His strikeout in the second inning was a big one. He came up with the bases loaded and two outs in that second inning, and he struck out to end the threat. Now looking to redeem himself here and pick up another RBI. First pitch from McAfee is a breaking ball left high. McAfee has done a good job so far tonight of just battling. He hasn't obviously had great stuff, but he's done a good job of limiting the damage. There's a bouncing ball hit to the third baseman, Bauman. He'll take it on a hop, and he'll step on the bag, and that'll end the threat. So, McAfee is able to strand two, and we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. 4-0 Corning leading here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Josh Sherman to the lead, takes off for Sabetha. Ian Haverkamp still out there on the mound. He'll swing at the first pitch. Herman hit the ball into right field. Abbott will retreat towards the line, and they'll make the grab, and one pitch, one out. One away, now here's Cooper Bradbury. Cooper singled his first at bat. He was part of the only real scoring threat Sabetha's had so far. They had the bases loaded in the second. Bradbury started the inning with a single. Fry then singled. Back-to-back strikeouts, and then Garber singled. Haverkamp was able to get a ground out to end the threat. 2-0 the count on Bradbury. Haverkamp back into the windup. Here's the 2-0. Bouncing ball right back up the middle. It goes through almost through the legs of Haverkamp, and it'll go into center field for a one-out base hit. Already a shot that nearly took the shins out of Haverkamp on the mound, but he tried to get his glove down. He couldn't get it down in time, so a base hit for Cooper Bradbury. He's on for the second time, and he's 2-for-2. So now here's Shane Fry, who also singled his first at-bat. He'll swing at the first pitch here and foul it over the throughout the dugout and on the third base line. It'll get out of play. One out, bottom of the fourth. Corning leads 4-0. Fry batting from the left side. He'll swing it at a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Talley. Go to second for one. Throw to first is not in time. It's going to get away from the first baseman, Bowers, but it'll be the forced out at second base recorded by Corning. And there's two away. So fielder's choice 4-6 officially on the scorecard if you're keeping score at home. Now two outs for Christian McAfee. Fry will be the runner at first, and swing, popping a ball up. Will it stay in play? Giving chase to the third baseman. He'll make the grab. Womack did a great job of finding himself and not hitting the concrete railing. And his catcher, Holthaus, was right there with him and kind of held on to him to make sure he didn't go over that railing. But a good job of recording that pop-up and to end the inning. So, it's about the strands one, we'll head to the fifth. It's 4-0 Corning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer X-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 4-0 lead for Corning over Sabetha. Johnny came back with you. Kurt, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Corning will have 6, 7, 8 coming up here in the fifth. Christian McAfee still out there on the mound for Sabetha. There's Trayton Talley. He has reached twice tonight. He has singled and reached on an error. Swing of the first pitch, fouled back to the screen. Corning with 6 hits tonight, scored 4 runs, taking advantage of 3 Sabetha errors. 0-1 to Talley. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from McAfee, and it's 0-2. And the 0-2 to Talley. Pop up, that'll get back and out of play. Sabetha will play Talley straight away in the outfield. Again, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, bounce to the right side. It'll be playable for the pitcher McAfee. He'll toss it over to first to record out number one. One out now where the base is empty. Here's Corbin Becker. Becker has flown out to right twice tonight. The first pitch from McAfee is a breaking ball low and away. Corning scored 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second. They have not scored since with a 4-0 lead. 1-0. Fastball high and away. Again, Corning 2-2 on the year. Sabetha 10-0. It's probably one of the first true tests for Sabetha tonight, though. And there's a fastball. It drills Becker right between the 2 and the 6 on the back of his jersey. So that's the third hit batsman by McAfee tonight. That'll put Becker at first base with one away for Kyler Womack. Womack singled his last time up. That was in the third inning. He's also flown out to right field. First pitch swinging as Womack comes up empty. And it's 0-1. Becker, good speed at first, not a huge lead. Out running, and the 0-1 is a fastball over the head of Womack. That'll even the count at 1. Now a check swing, but Womack went around, so it's 1-2 on the Corning third baseman. One out, top of the fifth inning, 4-0 Corning. And 1-2. Bouncing ball into the shortstop. It's going to be two. Garwood is second for one. His throw to first. It is not in time. Off the bag was Bradbury at first. So Womack is able to beat out the double play. And the inning will continue with two outs for Jason Abbott. Abbott has been hit by a pitch. He scored a run, and he has popped up to the shortstop. That ball misses high and inside. It's going to get away from the catcher, Herman, and that will allow Womack to take second base. Now a big RBI opportunity for Abbott, looking to tack on some insurance runs here in the fifth. Corning has not scored since the second. They scored three in the first, one in the second. 1-0. Fastball paints the outside edge of the belt for a strike. Maxfield has done a pretty good job of grinding through this game. He could have easily folded early on after getting up those three runs in the first and letting Corning score one in the second and also loading the bases, but he worked through that trouble. He worked through trouble in the third, worked through a first and third situation in the fourth inning. So he's done a pretty good job of keeping Sabatha hanging around in this one. And now I have a 1-2 count on Jason Abbott. Womack, the runner at second base. Two outs. And a 1-2 for McAfee. Big breaking ball outside. It's going to get away from the catcher, Herman. Just enough for Womack to move up to third. A pretty good read as he saw that ball go in the dirt the whole way. It just took off. It didn't get that far away from Herman. But Womack got a great jump, and so now he's 90 feet away, and he could possibly score on a pass ball. 2-2 the count on Abbott. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Down goes Abbott. Another big strikeout for McAfee. And again, he strains a runner at third base. Bottom of the fifth inning, it is 4-0 Corning. It's about to come up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0 lead for Corning. Sabetha comes to bat with Renier, Garber, and Moose, the three scheduled hitters. Renier will lead things off against Ian Haverkamp, who stays out there on the mound for Corning. He's allowed just four hits so far to this point, no runs. And Renier will swing at the first pitch, popping into shallow left center field, but Becker will retreat into left center field from center and make the play for out number one. So quickly, one pitch, one out. So now the base is empty and one away. Here's Matt Garber. He singled in the second inning. First pitch from Haverkamp with the fastball that hits the inside of the belt for strike one. Garber didn't like that call. He kind of flipped his head around quickly at our home plate umpire. Haverkamp again works very quickly and pours in another fastball for strike two. Garber swings wildly and comes up empty. So 0-2 the count on Garber. And the pitch. That's ball that Garber fouls straight back to the screen. He had a long battle with Haverkamp in the second inning before he singled. single on the eighth pitch of the at-bat in the 0-2. Breaking ball left a little bit high. It's one of the better breaking balls that Haverkamp has thrown tonight. And now the 1-2. Fastball again fouled back by Garber. That one kind of buried in on his hands, but he was able to keep his hands inside of the ball and at least get a piece of it and foul back. And a 1-2 again. Skied into center field and deep. Becker's going to retreat, and it's going to go over his head and roll all the way near the track. Becker will pick it up, taking second base is Garber, and he will be on with a one-out double. So Garber is now 2-for-2. He's had a good day. And both of his hits have come with two strikes against him. So a pretty good piece of hitting by Matthew Garber here tonight. Now here's Nathan Vuce. He'll bat for the second time. He has grounded out to third tonight. First pitch from Haverkamp is a fastball right down Broadway for strike one. Now swinging a pop-up. That's what he's going to need to get over the first base dugout and out of play. So that's still looking for their first run of the night, trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the 0-2. Another curveball left high. Like Haverkamp's thought process with that curveball, just keep throwing it until you find it. So far it has not been too very effective tonight. There's a foul off by Vuce. It almost looks like when he fouled it off his bat that it kind of went off the side of his helmet. I think it did because he just took his helmet off. It's kind of the look at it. Make sure, kind of a weird situation. That was a fastball that was kind of up and in. Again, Haverkamp right back on the bump. His 1-2 is a fastball high and inside. This time, Vuce ducks out of the way up. Garber the runner at second. He doubled. One away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the 2-2. Pop up on the infield. Playable for the shortstop, Fisher. They'll retreat into shallow left field and make the grab for out number two. It's two outs and back to the top of the order. Now here's Marcus Bauman for the third time. He has grounded out and flown out to right. First pitch from Haverkamp is a fastball that paints the top of the zone on the outside edge for strike one. Now a line drive, base hit into right center field. That's going to score Garber from second. And now trying for two is Bauman. He'll get there sliding safely, and it's now 4-1. Sabatha's on the board as Garber comes around to score. It's an RBI double for Marcus Bauman. For Marcus, that is RBI number 8 on the year and his fourth double of the season. So now here's Darren Funk. That's ball inside, catches the corner for a strike. Funk has walked and grounded out tonight. Sabatha is on the board. Now you get a look at the job that Christian McAfee has done tonight for Sabatha and limiting the damage. He is allowing Sabatha to continue to stay alive. There's a looper over the shortstop set in this left center field. Another base hit that'll score another run. Coming in to score is Bauman. It's an RBI single for Darren Funk. And it's now just a 4-2 Corning lead. So just like that, it's all of a sudden a two-run ball game. For Funk, that is RBI number 8 on the year. And now a meeting at the mound for Corning, and all of a sudden, this game has become tight. you're Corning, and you lost about to come back in this game, as they have so far, you're going to look back at the second inning, and really every inning to this point, that Corning had scored a run in the second and loaded the bases and got nothing else out of it. Then in the third, had runners at first and third, nothing out of it. Runners at first and second in the fourth with two outs and nothing out of it. And then in the fifth, had runners at second base and got nothing out of it. 4-2 our score now. Two outs, here's Braden Argabright. First pitch, fastball, catches the inside edge. Argabright has popped up to the catcher and grounded out to second base. Now he swings it at the line drive. Base hit down the left field line. Fielded by Bowers on the corner, rounding second, stopping there is Funk. But he fourth hit in the inning and the third consecutive for Sabatha. And all of a sudden, Ian Haverkamp is getting hit around a little bit. Sabatha now with two runs on eight hits and within two as we are in the fifth inning of play. So Josh Herman now will dig in with runners at first and second and two away. And he'll hit a bouncing ball up the middle, but it's fielded by the shortstop Fisher. He'll step on second base, not all in the inning. But out for Sabatha, plate two. And after five complete, it's now 4-2. Corning leads by two, and they'll come to bat in the sixth inning when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the sixth inning, 4-2, Corning now leads. A new pitcher in the game for Sabatha. This will be Cooper Bradbury who will come in and throw. Bradbury is making his first appearance of the season. Left-hander will throw now for Sabatha. I believe McAfee stayed in the game, and he will play first base. So we'll just direct switch between McAfee and Bradbury. So Paxton Bowers will lead things off for Corning in the sixth. First pitch from Bradbury is a fastball that paints the top of the zone for strike one. Bowers hit into a fielder's choice in the second inning and struck out in the third. Here's the 0-1 from Bradbury. Fastball low and away. Corning with four runs on six hits. Sabatha, two runs on eight hits. A swing and a miss by Bowers. And it's now 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low and away. 2-2 the count. Bradbury, you get into a guy that doesn't have big velocity on his fastball. And now this 2-2. Fastball in there, called strike three. That's the first strikeout for Cooper Bradbury. And the first out of the inning. Now the top of the order again. Here's Ian Haverkamp for the fourth time. He has doubled, scored a run, flown out to right, and popped up to third base. Bradbury waits. His first pitch to Haverkamp is a fastball low and away. Oh, fastball flips the plate in two, and it's 1-1 on Haverkamp. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's, Hiawatha, and Seneca. 1-1. Check swing, a bouncing ball to the left side. It'll be a tough play. Bradbury will throw to first, not in time, and the ball is now going to get away from the first baseman McAfee, but not far enough for Haverkamp to advance. But it'll be an infield single for Ian. He has his second hit of the night. Well, he'll be at first with one away, and now there's Trenton Talley. Trent has been on three times. All three times he's come to the plate. He has walked, scored a run, has an RBI single, and reached on an air. Haverkamp with really good speed at first, but he'll have to steal on the lefty Bradbury. He doesn't get a very big lead at all over at first base. The swing and a miss by Talley. 1-1 the count. Or two Corning leads. We're on the top of the sixth inning. Now fastball misses low. And these teams will play one more tonight after this one. There's a bouncing ball to the left side. This will go foul. Bauman tried to wait for it, and then at the last second he hit it. Right when he hit it, it was in foul territory. That was very, very close. Our home plate umpire was right on top of it, so that'll move the count even at 2-2. Now our home plate umpire is going to come out and have a talk with the field umpire. And standing at first base is Talley, but home plate umpire threw both hands up like saying it was a foul ball. So we'll get together with our field umpire and try to figure out what the correct call should be. It was the home plate umpire's call all the way, and he says foul ball. So Talley will have to get his bat and come back to home plate, and he'll have a 2-2 count against him. One out and a runner at first, 2-2 the count on Talley. And the pitch. Bouncing ball into the left side again, this time to the third baseman Bauman. He'll take it on a big hop and throw to first in time. And there's two away. Haverkamp will move up to second base. And with two outs here, Zach Fisher. Fisher has doubled, scored a run, has two RBIs, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's also flown out to center field. Bradbury waits, takes a look back at second. First offering to Fisher is a breaking ball high and outside. One, a big rip by Fisher, but he comes up empty. I'll even the count 1-1. Two outs here in the sixth inning of play. 4-2 our score, and a breaking ball is bounced in to Fisher. Zach from Onega, a couple of Onega guys on this roster for Corning. Now fastball misses low, and it's 3-1 on Fisher with Austin Holthouse on deck. Fisher, along with Abbott, are the two Onega guys. Now the 3-1 is swung on and missed by Fisher, and it's 3-2. Haverkamp, Tally, Holthouse, Bowers, Tally, Becker, and Bowers are all from Centralia, and then Womack, as mentioned earlier, from Wetmore. Now the payoff pitch to Fisher. Bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the shortstop Garber. They'll throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. So, one left. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning of play. 4-2 Corning leads. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2. Corning leads Sabetha. Sabetha looking to rally. We'll have 5-6-7 due up. A new pitcher on the mound for Corning. Jason Abbott's now on the mound. He is making his second appearance of the year. See if we can figure out where Ian Haverkamp went. I think he went out to right field. He has a direct switch between Abbott and Haverkamp. So Abbott will be on the mound, and he'll face Cooper Bradbury to start the sixth inning. Bradbury is 2-for-2 tonight. He has two singles. Sabetha looking to string something together here, trailing 4-2. They score two runs in the fifth. So Bradbury digs in and he takes the ball outside. Abbott's tall righty. He spikes a fastball low and in the dirt, and it's 2-0. And I say in the dirt, it's actually, I guess, technically in the turf, because the turf infield here at Sabetha, grass outfield. One of the more premier facilities around. So fastball paints the outside edge of the strike. It's 2-1. There's a swing and a foul back to the screen by Bradbury. That'll even the count 2-2. Abbott's just like Haverkamp, works quickly. More of a straight over the top throwing style. And here's his 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just misses off the outside edge. That'll move the count full against Cooper Bradbury. Again, Coop singled in the second and in the fourth. In the payoff. Breaking ball hit to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Womack. He'll step and throw, and it's going to get away from the first baseman, but he is able to hold on to it. Good job by Bauer. It bounced in. He kind of flicked it up in the air to himself and caught it on the second hop. And was able to help his third baseman, Womack, out for out number one. Oh, if I've seen that, it's just a good job by Bowers to keep his concentration. Now one away, the base is empty for Shane Fry. There's a breaking ball in for a strike. Fry has singled and hit into a fielder's choice tonight. He bats from the left side. Clay swing and a foul off into the net. 0-2 the count on Fry. In the 0-2. Bounce ball hit into the air in the left center field. It's deep, and that is going to get down for a hit. It'll roll deep. Fry will stop momentarily around first, and then once he realized the ball was down in the gap, he'll take second base. Well, that'll be a one-out double for Shane Fry, and he has two hits tonight. So he's at second base with one away, and here's Christian McAfee. McAfee has struck out and popped out to third in foul territory. In the fourth, he popped that ball up near the Sabetha dugout on third base, and Kyler Womack, the third baseman for Corning, made a really good play. An RBI opportunity here, though, for McAfee. First pitch is a check swing by McAfee, and he fouls it back to the screen. He started on the mound for Sabetha tonight and did a really good job of keeping the Raptors in this game. Gave up four runs, but it easily could have been probably seven or eight runs. But he battled and limited the damage. Now he swings and misses, and he's down 0-2. And the 0-2 from Abbott. Fastball just off the outside edge. It's a good pitch by Abbott. Short lead at second for Fry. And now a swing and a miss by McAfee. Down he goes. That's a big strikeout for Abbott. That'll be his first of the evening. Now two away. Pinch hitter now for Sabetha. Aiden Lang will bat. Playing bats for Jonathan Renier. First pitch breaking ball is in for strike one. Lang has had 17 at bats this year. He's 4 of 17. He's quickly down 0-2 against Jason Abbott. Fry is at second base. He doubled with one away. And now the 0-2 pitch to Lang. Breaking ball, low and away. It's going to get away from the catcher, Holthaus, but not far enough for Fry to take third. Now the ball is going to get away from the pitcher, Abbott, but Fisher is there to clean it up. Set the 1-2. Fastball in there. Called strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeout to end the sixth. And with that, we'll head to the final inning of play. It's 4-2 Corning leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride.
AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the seventh, 4-2 Corning lead Sabetha. Donnie came back with you. Kurt, our man, back in the studios. Corning looking to tack on. Well, right now is just a two-run advantage after Sabetha is able to play two in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cooper Bradbury will stay on the mound. Corning will have Austin Holthouse, Presley Bowers, and Trayton Talley, the three scheduled hitters. If anybody gets on, Corbin Becker will bat. So here's Holthouse to lead things off. He has been on base twice. He's had a productive day. He has walked, has a single, a sacrifice fly with an RBI. First pitch from Bradbury is in for a strike. Lefty on lefty matchup to begin the seventh inning. Corning scored their four runs in the first two innings, have not scored since. The second inning that Cooper Bradbury has been on the mound for Sabetha. 1-1 the count on Holthouse. Again, there's absolutely no breeze here in Sabetha tonight. The flag is completely still out in right field. A warm, muggy evening. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count on Holthouse. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Holthouse. That is strikeout number 2 for Cooper Bradbury. And there's one away. Now Presley Bowers will bat for the fourth time. He has reached on an error, struck out, and grounded out today. Now swing and line up ball into center field and deep, but backing up is Funk. He'll make the grab for the second out of the inning. It's a hard hit ball by Bowers, but nothing to show for it, and quickly two away. But Irish Trayton Talley for the fourth time. He has singled, reached on an error, and grounded out today. First pitch from Bradbury is a breaking ball that just misses off the outside edge. Morning with 7 hits tonight, scored 4 runs. 1-0 is a fastball to split the plate in 2 for strike 1. Bradbury takes his time, back into the windup. Here's his 1-1. It's a breaking ball left high and away. Corning looking to give Sabetha again their would be their first loss of the year. Sabetha was 10-0 coming into this game. Now the 2-1 is popped back, fouling out of play. So Talley now has a 2-2 count against him. And the 2-2. Line drive that is just going to get over the shortstop. Garber's heading into left center field for a base hit. The Talley is on for the third time. He has his second hit. And with two away, he'll be at first base for Corbin Becker. Becker has flown out to right twice, and he has been hit by a pitch tonight. I think Corning might want to bring in a pinch runner for Talley at first base. Don't have this on my roster that I have. See if I can find out real quick who just came in to run. Isaac Detweiler will be the runner here now for Corning. That's Corbin Becker back. Detweiler's short lead. They'll throw over. He slides back in head first. Detweiler is an Axtell guy. Four different schools make up this Corning team. Here's the 1-0 to Becker. Bouncing ball to the left side. The third baseman Bauman's got it. He'll go the short way to second, and that will retire the side. Well, at the bottom of the seventh inning, Sabatha needs to rally. They trail 4-2 as we get to the bottom of the seventh inning here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Sabatha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabatha Wound Care Clinic at Sabatha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabatha Community Hospital, visit sabathahospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers at KMTS in Sabatha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabatha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-2, Corning leads Sabatha. The Raptors will have the bottom of the lineup, 9-10, and then back to the top of the order. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Matthew Garber will lead things off. He is 2-for-2 today. A single and a double. He has also scored a run tonight. He'll be facing Jason Abbott for the first time. In the 0-1, breaking ball left high. Sabatha does have 9 hits tonight. They've only got 2 runs to show for it. Fastball misses low, 2-1 to count to Garber. 4 of those hits came in the 5th inning alone where they scored 2 runs. Now the 2-1 is swung on and missed by Garber, and he's now has 2-2 count against him. Corning going to play deep in the outfield, not going to give up anything over their head. Now the 2-2. Check swing, Garber went around. That'll be a strikeout for Abbott, his third of the night. And there's one away in the bottom of the seventh. Now here's Nathan Vuce. Go back for the third time. He is grounded out and popped up. First pitch swinging, comes up empty. Abbott looks like he's throwing a little bit harder here in the seventh. He's by far the hardest throwing guy we have seen tonight. And the windup here is his 0-1. Fastball low. He's looking to get something going for Sabatha, and he'll get it started by getting hit in the back of the head. His helmet pops off. He throws it back on. Real quick, he appears to be all right. He'll trot down to first base, and it'll be a big base runner to start for Sabatha as it gets flipped back to the top of the order. So that was one out. There'll be a runner at first for Marcus Bauman, who had an RBI double back in the fifth inning. He also came around to score a run. Also tonight, he is grounded out and flown out. First pitch fastball, misses outside. Throw down to first. Getting back safely is Boos. A 1-0 is a fastball that's right down the middle for strike one. So 1-1 to count on Bauman. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, so that's a trailing 4-2. Boos is the runner at first. 1-1, hit to the right side, run at the first baseman. He'll step on the bag, and that will end the ball game. So a double play will end it. Final score, Corning wins it 4-2, and they hang on to win game number one and give Samantha their first loss here the 2021 summer season. 4-2 the final. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back, and then we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game after we summarize the contest on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back again. Final score of game number one tonight. Corning beats Sabatha 4-2 the final. Corning plated three runs in the first inning, got one more in the second, didn't score the rest of the way, but that's all they would need. We got a good pitching performance from Ian Haverkamp combined with solid pitching from Jason Abbott. So 4-2 the final. Corning wins it. Looking through the totals, we'll start with Sabatha. They played their two runs in the fifth inning. Marcus Bauman had a double and an RBI, and he also scored a run tonight. Darren Funk was on base twice. He singled, walked, and had an RBI. Braden Argerbright had one hit tonight. Cooper Bradbury had two hits. He was 2-for-3. Shane Fry was 2-for-3 as well. He had a single and a double. He also reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Matthew Garber, he had two hits tonight, single, double. He scored a run, and Nathan Voos was on base once for Sabatha, who is now 10-1 on the season. Corning, meanwhile, Ian Haverkamp, he was 2-for-4. He had a single, a double, a run scored. He also threw on the mound and gave up just a couple of runs tonight for Corning. Trenton Talley was on base four times. He reached on an error, a fielder's choice. He also had an RBI single and walked and scored one run. Zach Fisher had a two RBI double and scored a run. He was also hit by a pitch. Austin Holthaus walked, singled, and had a sac fly RBI. Presley Bowers was on base once. Trayden Talley had two hits. He was on base three times. Corbin Becker was hit by a pitch. He was on base once. Kyler Womack had one hit, was on base twice. Jason Abbott scored a run tonight. And that is it for Corning, who is now 3-2 on the season. One more thing to do. We got to pick our McDonald's player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. Our winner will get a coupon good for free extra value meal at either the Hiawatha or Seneca McDonald's. Let's see. A couple of guys you can go with tonight. We go with Trenton Talley, who was on base four times, had an RBI and a hit. Zach Fisher was on base a couple of times. I'm going to go with even Ian Haverkamp. He's on the mound tonight. He had two hits, scored a run through those five innings, giving up just a couple of runs to this Sabatha offense that has been great so far this season. So let's go with Ian Haverkamp. He will be our player of the game, brought to you by the Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. I want to thank our Legion baseball sponsors one final time, C&K Service in Sabatha, Highland Community College, Kime TS of Sabatha, Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha, Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Sailor Insurance Service of Sabatha, and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Two Timbers in Highland, and Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, and the Bank of Blue Valley, all of our Legion baseball sponsors here tonight. Check out MSCSports.net tomorrow. We'll have a recap of all games taking place tonight and also a look at what is to come here the remainder of the week. Again, final score, Corning wins it 4-2 over Sabetha. And for our man Kurt taking care of us back at the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Somerset Park in Sabetha. Have a good night, everybody.